It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with our Republican American Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Very good. I see. I saw your picture, and I read your story on the Housatonic Valley Regional High School graduation at Lime Rock Park. It's funny. I posted the Lime Rock posted some of the pictures, and other people did, and some of the comments were very funny. Like one person said, "I hope the cars weren't too loud." There were some very funny comments, but. Hey, the class of 2020 is on their way.
That's correct. And, you know, as several of the speakers said, it was certainly they had to face many changes throughout their high school careers. And, of course, ending at Lime Rock Park was one of them. It breaks a 80-year tradition of holding graduation on campus. So it was different, all right. But thanks to Lime Rock Park for hosting and allowing it to happen. Otherwise, I don't see how they could have had an in-person event the way they did. And they got to all take a victory lap around the track at the end, and then everyone paraded down to the high school where they got their diplomas.
See, had that been my class, we would have had people racing.
I'm sure. You'd be right at the front, too.
They've been cutting one another off. There have been accidents everywhere.
Everybody on your mark. Yeah.
That's right.
So, yes, and another class gone, and we'll see what happens in the fall. I mean, everything is so uncertain and up in the air.
And the superintendent flew back in.
The superintendent was here. She will be leaving this week, I believe, and... the new folks, we have all the interims coming in, interim Superintendent Lisa Carter, who was the assistant superintendent now, and then, of course, you know we have two interim assistants, Scott Fellows and Jill Pace coming on.
All right. Hey, Salisbury Board of Education is meeting tonight.
Oh, I was going to say, Marshall, I am blank. I have nothing this week.
Yeah,
so.
Salisbury Board of Education is meeting at 5:30. It's a Zoom meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The Sharon Historic District Commission is meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. Let's see what else is going on. Planning and Zoning in Salisbury is meeting at 6:30 tonight. Hang on a second here.
Is there a Region 1 special meeting somewhere?
That's coming up on Wednesday, I think.
I think there's something coming.
It has an Inland Wetlands Commission meeting, and then I think there's an ABC special meeting on Wednesday. I think. I don't have that in front of me, but I think that's what's
coming. I didn't think they were meeting again until...
Well, it might be a Region 1 meeting.
Might be a Region 1. I think they're going to talk. They have approved the 111 group marketing. There was quite a long debate on it. There are people who still have concerns, but they did... approve it, and Lisa Carter assured them that she would be explaining to all the local boards just what the marketing program is about.
I guess my only complaint is, and I'm going to speak to Lisa Carter about this, is that when they discuss this at the meetings, they should just have the one board member leave the room and come back in. Mm-hmm. I have no, if they award the contract to them, I've got no problem with it. I mean, money spent to them is money spent to elsewhere. It's just go through the right procedure to do it. That's my only thing.
Yeah, it's been a touchy situation for several people. So we'll see what happens. And we'll see if indeed we get an influx of kids from the cities whose parents don't want to go back there because of the pandemic. There have been several inquiries from at many of the schools, but until the enrollment is firm and you know who's coming, we'll see what happens. Another protest, peaceful protest in Canaan this weekend. This one organized by two high school kids. It's so impressive how these young people are getting out there and bringing people out to silently protest, but to express concerns. The young woman, one of the organizers, was the salutatorian of the class, Brianna Webb from Canaan, and she said she's seen these in every other town, and she wanted one in her own town. And there were about 75 people who came out and listened as they made their statements. And then what was incredible was during the 8 minutes and 42nd seconds of silence, the church started playing hymns, the Catholic church across the street, and it was just perfect timing. And another really lovely event in our community. The new reopening of schools committee met this past week to discuss summer school. They claim they're going to have about 100 kids, both virtually and in person, at most of the schools this summer. The high school will be totally virtual. And it's sort of a dry run to see how they're going to open schools in the fall. And a lot of hoops to go through. It's incredible, you know, as far as sanitation and distancing and all that. So
we'll see how it works out.
See how it goes. Yeah. That's July 6th through August 7th. And, again, as you say, we'll see how it works out. And we're really, as they say, not much going on otherwise.
No, but the Sharon concerts at Sharon Valley are going to return this summer.
Oh, yes, yes. I did see that.
Yeah,
how
gonna,
nice.
They're going to have three of them down at the Sharon Valley location.
And they'll be down there, right. Well, you can certainly social distance from there.
Absolutely. So,
and I think that they're going to have some concerts here in Kent. I'm not sure. And I don't know about the VFW.
No, that was. I think they were all postponed or put off.
Yeah. Okay. And so it's going to be a different summer for all of us.
It certainly is.
It's going to be very different.
All right, Ruth. Well.
Well, Marshall, not that much this week, but I'm sure things will happen, and we'll be on it.
All right. Stay cool and be healthy, and we'll speak to you next week, Ruth.
Okay. Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.